Well, hello there. This is Latrice Collins. I am your host of The Career Brand. And as you know, The Career Brand has been brought here especially to really help people climb and grow in their career. So if you've been following us, you know that we absolutely adore bringing on superb talent to really answer the questions that you need answering in order to, one, grow your brand, and then, two, find that atmosphere of your greatest potential so that together with your expertise and their atmosphere, you can soar in your career. Well, today is the day of a brand new series that I am super excited about, and that is Job Hunting Mastermind Series. And this is for there's so many people that are in transition right now, and they're facing one of two things. Either due to all the changes in the market, you find yourself either unemployed, underemployed, or simply seeking additional employment, or you're a person who you are an employed person, but you want more out of life, and you want to get to that next level. So what we've done is we've created this series for the next 4 weeks that we're really bringing some top-notch people in industry to talk to you about exactly what do you do to get yourself ahead. So we spent the first series talking about communication strategies, and in this series we're going to talk about how to network and find leads and identify interviewing strategies and salary negotiations and so forth. Now, in today's episode, we are so excited that we have none other than Dr. Mark Shore from Right Management, who has agreed to join us and share nuggets of information with you all today. Mark, welcome to the show.
All right, thank you, Latrice. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much. So Mark is an expert in networking. I'm going to tell you a little bit about him in a second. So for right now, I'm going to first give you guys our dial-in number in case anyone wants to dial in. Our guest number is 347-324-5330. Again, that's 347-324-5330. If you'd like to dial in later after we jump in and get started, feel free. And if we can squeeze you in, we absolutely will. So let me tell you a little bit about Mark and Right Management, because when I thought of this series and the components that was important for us to have, the very first thing that came to mind was, you know, people have to know how do you network and what does that mean? Because, you know, sitting at home twiddling your thumbs or just going through search engines isn't always the best way to actually find that job you're looking for. And so I've had opportunity of working with Mark for a number of years, and I knew automatically he had to be on this show. So for those of you who haven't heard of Right Management is a global leader in talent and career management. Their focus, they're the workforce solution that's within the Manpower Group. Now, this company is superb at identifying talent assessment, leadership development, organizational effectiveness, employee engagement, and workforce transition and outplacement. So Right Management, just to let you know the significance and the strength of this organization, their clients include over 80% of Fortune 500 companies in this country and over 70% of the Fortune 500 companies across the world. And so they are the talent company people go to in order to help their organizations grow and utilize their talent, as well as they're the talent organization that helps individuals that are truly seeking, how do I refine myself, how do I grow to that next level, and then how do I attract the people to me in order to secure my role. So now Mark is the Senior Vice President at Right Management. And Mark, I can honestly say, he is truly known for being caring and compassionate. He is a coach and a mentor. Now, he's been doing this for over 25 years and has assisted thousands of executives and professionals in their career journey. And what I love about that is, while Mark has been helping executives from around the world, Mark is the most down-to-earth individual I've ever met, and his whole point is it doesn't matter what your title is. What matters is how do we get you to the next level, and how do we help you identify how to network and get yourself in front of the right people so they can see your brand as well. He is the past president of the Dallas Jewish Historical Society and is the chair of the Scholarship Committee of the Dallas Foundation. And he has received his undergraduate degree from the University of Texas in Austin and his master's and PhD from the University of North Texas in Denton. So I know that was a mouthful. I could go on and on talking about Mark himself. Mark, did I miss anything, or is there anything else you'd like to add?
You covered it very well.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. So we know from past shows, this goes quick. And our focus is how do we help people the most. So I'm just going to jump in, Mark, and just ask you some questions. And my very first question is, what got you started on your particular career path?
Well, it's a good question, and it's a great example of our subject today, networking, because I certainly didn't grow up thinking that I would be a career advisor or a career counselor, but that's what I am today. I knew one thing about myself from an early age, Latrice, and that I was a helper. I'm a middle child, and, you know, between an older brother and a younger sister. And if you know something about birth order, middle children tend to be the peacemakers, the mediators, and the helpers in the world. And I fit that to a T. And my career has evolved. I worked with children when I was younger. I was a play therapist. I worked with families, and I worked with a number of different population groups. But through networking, a good friend of mine, who I was actually in graduate school with many years ago, was heading up the human development program at one of the community colleges in town, and he asked me if I'd like to teach. And I said, well, sure. He said, well, I need someone to teach career and educational planning. And I said, well, I'd love to, but what is it? And he described that it was a course to help individuals decide on their career paths and educational paths. And I started teaching this course and really grew to love it, started meeting people from all walks of life, coming out of corporate America who wanted to improve themselves, to change careers. And I recognized that what I was doing in this classroom was actually being done to an extent in corporate America and in the consulting world. So again, through networking, I identified some companies that were doing career transition assistance, got my foot in the door, started attending meetings, networking meetings, professional meetings, learning about the industry, and over time, I was hired by one of the firms in town that did this type of work, and it became my life work over the last 25 years now. I can't believe it's that long, but I did start right around 1990. So, it's been a great fit for me, Latrice, because I work with successful people who want to become even more successful, and you get to see good results in this type of work.
And I think that's one thing I adore about having you on is that, you know, in one side, it is about the heart and about caring about people. The other side, though, which is why I've always felt really connected to you, is it is truly about results. It's about helping the people, and they have to help themselves. We get that. But it's really helping them to actually make those things happen and get that career they want. And you just can't get better than that. I do have a separate question for you that I think it would help if our audience knows, and that's really around defining networking, because I know there's a lot of people who are hung up on networking because they think it's just, you know, going into a room of 500 people and being fake and trying to pretend something. Can you just shed some light on what networking really is so everyone can feel comfortable with the topic first?
Yeah, sure. Well, to me, networking is really about people. It's about developing relationships in life. We all already have relationships, but it's understanding how to use a relationship to help each other. Networking We all network all the time, Latrice. We're just not calling it that. Anytime we ask a friend or someone for some advice or for some information, that's a type of networking. It's learning, it's growing, it's sharing with other people. That's what networking is. Now,
I also look at it as building relationships. Sometimes it's with people you already know, and sometimes people you don't know, but
You know, to look at it as a
new relationship, right?
Exactly. It's people we know and it's people we want to get to know. Now, when it comes to the job search or when it comes to career planning, yeah, networking has some specific purposes to it. We use networking to meet new people. We use networking to generate a target list of companies that might be a good fit for us. We use networking to identify referrals within these companies that we're interested in, and we gain, you know, and we network to learn about industries that we when we want to make a career change. And yes, ultimately we do network to learn about job leads, but I don't like to promote that purpose because that's when people get discouraged about networking. People get discouraged when they are always just focusing in on a job lead as opposed to getting other kinds of advice and information and names of people and names of companies. You can't expect to be there to be an immediate return, you know, in terms of like, oh, I know of a job for you. That's rare. But it's one other point, Latrice, I want to make that is so important. Because years ago someone came to me and I had encouraged them to go to a meeting to network. And the person said to me, well, I don't think there'll be anybody there who can help me. And I said, you know, that may be true, but maybe there'll be some people there that you can help. And when we focus on others, when we help others, we can't help but help ourselves.
That's right. I think that is such a humongous point that so many people overlook. Because to your point, if you go into every event and you're expecting the people, the person you're immediately talking to, that they're going to hire you on the spot or they're going to do something for you or just put your name at the top of a list somewhere, well, that's kind of unfair to the other person. They're just getting to know you, right? But if you go and if you have open ears to say, tell me more about your company. Well, maybe I can help you. You know, it doesn't mean maybe I can work for you or maybe you can hire me today. It just literally means I care enough about you and your organization that I would love to see if there's something I can help you with. Because that's what opens that dialogue and that conversation and that relationship so people can see you from a different light. Did you agree with that,
Mark? I agree with it. I agree with it wholeheartedly, yes.
Now, I know, so we're going to talk in a few minutes. We're going to take a break in just 1 second. And then when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about a few things for everyone. So we're going to talk about the hidden job market. What is that? What does that mean? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what is the importance of how can you overcome your reluctancy to networking? And then what can we do to generate leads? So there are a lot of things that we're going to cover in the last half of our show. But for now, we're just going to go ahead and do a quick promo and then start.
We all know that companies have a brand. But what about you? What's your career brand? TheCareerBrand.com will help you identify your brand, your career brand. Navigating the career landscape can be daunting and challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. TheCareerBrand.com is dedicated to guiding professionals through the career branding process. With the use of cutting-edge tools, training, and consulting top career coach, author, and creator of TheCareerBrand.com, Latrice Collins. At TheCareerBrand.com, you will find incredible and useful career branding books by Latrice Collins that will show you the ways of breaking through the glass ceilings. Men and women of all ages have raved about the benefits they receive from these books. Also, don't miss Latrice Collins' webinar, Brand Ignition. Companies are always looking for the best talent. With Latrice Collins and the tools at TheCareerBrand.com, you will demonstrate to employers you are that talent. To learn more, visit TheCareerBrand.com.
And we're back. So before we went on break, Mark was helping us to identify exactly what is networking and, you know, how we use that tool and how do we not use it, right? So we covered that. But now we want to jump into a couple other components that's really critical for you all who are searching for that new position. Hey, Mark, could you tell us a little bit about what is a hidden job market?
I sure can. This is a term that's been around a long time. I mean, it goes back to the day and age when jobs were advertised in newspapers. Remember, do you remember that, Latrice? When I started in this business, the way to find a job was to get the classified ad section of the newspaper.
Wow.
And I remember in Dallas on a Sunday morning, that section maybe had 50 pages in it of jobs. And that's the way people went about finding jobs. Open up the newspaper and see what was advertised. Well, today
you start
there
circling
are no
those. You start circling.
Them,
you're taking me back.
Sending
circling
letters.
The end of one. Right.
Then you had to write a letter and put it in the envelope. Put your resume in an envelope. Put a stamp on it.
Wow.
The world has changed a bit, hasn't it?
I think so.
So today's newspaper is the internet, and what has happened is that, you know, advertised jobs, which are the published jobs, are now found on the internet, and most people think that's the way to find a job. You go on the internet, go to Monster.com or CareerBuilder or literally hundreds and hundreds of other job search websites. However, and most people don't realize this, it has been studied that only about 20% of available jobs are ever even advertised. In other words, when people just use the internet, they're only looking at around 20% of opportunities. That means there are upward to 80% of jobs that are not advertised, and that's what we call the hidden job market. Now, what does it mean that a company there's a job but it's not advertised? Well, let me ask you this, Latrice. You've worked in companies. When there's an opening or a need in your company, what's the first thing a hiring manager might ask a colleague?
Right. Do they know anybody?
Who do you know who would be good
for this
job? And that's called networking. And that is what we're talking about. Most companies would much rather hire someone who they've heard of, who they know, who they're referred to. And to avoid going through the advertisements and looking at thousands of resumes coming in the door. So you want to be that person who someone thinks of when there is an opportunity. I got an email just yesterday from a woman I know who's running a company, a small company, and she said to me, Mark, you're the only person I'm telling this to because I know you know a lot of people. I need a new plant manager. And by the way, we're also looking for some salespeople and a part-time human resources person. And I got real excited because I work with folks who fit the bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are not jobs that are advertised. This is the hidden job market.
Wow.
Another example, and this is a really cool example, and I encourage my folks to do this, is to identify companies where you can add value. Don't even concern yourself with, is there a job opening? Find companies that have the kind of problems that you know how to solve, whether you be a finance person or a human resource person or a salesperson. Identify companies, and then do some research, identify individuals in those companies, have business discussions, and sometimes roles are even created based on the value you can bring to the company.
That's right.
There's no job posted, but jobs can be created, and this is part of the job market, the hidden job market. You know, we went through a terrible recession for 8 years. We're out of it now, thank goodness. But during the recession, I was working with, that's when I met you, Latrice. I mean, I was working with hundreds of thousands of people who were out of work, and there were no jobs available. And I
That's
told
right.
people, look for jobs, look for business problems to solve. And mm-hmm. I had a number of people who got involved with companies, working for companies. Sometimes it started out as a project or part-time, and then it can evolve into a full-time role. But
right.
it opens up so many more opportunities for people.
You know, we emphasize quite a bit here on the show, as since hence we're called the Career Brand, we're constantly emphasizing that your career brand is really what people think of when they think of you, how confident they feel about you doing any role. Because when you have a very strong career brand, your name is going to pop to the top of the list, even if it's not directly in line with the items you've been doing. They know your caliber of work and your capabilities. So I didn't realize the number was so high, that it's 80%, but this is right on target with really emphasizing to people it's really about kind of putting yourself, you know, showing the best of yourself so that people can remember that. And then when opportunities come up, like you just described with the young lady calling you, when opportunities come up, people will think of you, and you're the ones
yeah.
they reach out to.
And that is your job. Each one of us. We cannot do this in isolation. While it's, you know, we're all responsible for our own careers, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think everyone has to own up to that. We cannot rely on companies or others, people, to, you know, lead us. We have to lead ourselves. But that being said, we do not want to do this in isolation. To coin a
mm-hmm.
phrase, Latrice, it takes a village to find a job. We have to work with others on the job. We have to work with others to get the job as well.
That's right. Now, speaking of that, we only have a few minutes left. How do people go about generating leads from networking?
Well, as you know, as you meet people, as you express yourself, as you let people know what your brand is, and you ask the right kind of questions of people, such as, you know, this is how I add value to a company. Who do you know who I ought to meet? What companies are you aware of that could use someone like me?
Mm-hmm.
Who are the recruiters that are involved in the kind of work I do? Notice what I'm not asking is, do you know of a job for me?
That's
because
right.
that closes up. You want to ask people open-ended questions. Everybody can be a helper to you if you ask them the right questions. You know what's interesting in networking? You never know who's going to be most helpful to you. I have so many people tell me that they felt disappointed by some people they thought would come through for them, and yet we're also pleasantly surprised by people who we hardly know who
mm-hmm.
was happy to help us.
Right.
You know, most people want to help. I really believe that.
Yeah.
But our job, the job of the networker, the job seeker, is to make it easy for others to help them. And we do that by being able to articulate our brand very clearly. And, of course, as I said earlier, you always have to show an interest in the other person and always say the magic words when you're networking is, how can I help you?
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
you know, you don't have to be employed in order to help someone.
That's right. Matter of fact, sometimes you can help them when you're not, more than when you
can. You have more time. And you're also,
right, exactly.
if you are networking effectively, you're learning a lot. And, you know, knowledge is power. And the networking is all about sharing information.
Yes.
And so
yes.
As you're networking, you're going to gain a lot of information that might be helpful to another person.
Right.
And that's why there are – yes.
One thing we probably need to tell them is, what are some ideas on where to network? Like,
okay.
when people
Very
who
good.
Have been employed in one place, they don't even know where to start. Do you have some ideas for them?
Yes. Networking, you know, can be done one-on-one, and it should be. You should have a lot of one-on-one coffees, lunches, just, you know, phone conversations with individuals. But there are also venues to network. There are group meetings throughout the Metroplex. There are probably 5 to 10 networking meetings a day, every day of the week in Dallas area. And many of them are held at churches. Many of them are, you know, whether it be a job search group or a professional meeting, an industry meeting, you need to identify what are the professional groups that I need to be associating with. Many years ago, I attended a meeting of an organization that was, you know, somewhat related to what I did, not 100% related. I went to the meeting. I met some people. I met one poor lady, and a few days later, she called me, and based on what I had said to her, she said, Mark, I know of a company that's looking for a speaker. They had the brown bag lunch series, and I thought of you. And would you like to do that? And I said, sure, I would. And they actually paid for the talk. And I would never have learned about that if I hadn't attended the meeting. So
right.
You need to go. You need to get out of your shell. I want to make sure we get this in before time expires. It's not easy for a lot of people to go to a group where they don't know anybody. I understand that. So one thing you should do is perhaps go with a friend. That's one thing to ease the blow. But, you know, as I said, most people want to help. And if you enter into situations not with, oh, my gosh, I'm out of work and I don't know how to talk about it, but go into situations with the idea of I'm going to meet somebody and see how I can help them today. Focus in on other people. Do some volunteer work, by the way. Volunteering is very helpful. I want to share with everyone, there is a website that lists all the job search networking groups in the Metroplex. It's called careerdfw.org. Very easy, careerdfw.org. And that is a great resource for networking groups, whether it be for job seekers or professional groups or industry groups, etc. So that's one way to discover where these groups are. And I know you're going to have Foster Williams coming in a week or two, and he runs a couple of really great groups in town.
Exactly. Now, the show is heard outside of the Dallas area, so the information that Mark just shared is for the Dallas-Fort Worth-based area, the careerdfw.org. But anyone who's outside of the Dallas area, just do an internet search for your area and just put in network groups or job-seeking groups and things like that, you will find a plethora of different opportunities.
And so don't overlook your, you know,
mm-hmm.
I was just going to say people should go to groups where people like them, you know, your profession, if you're an accountant, if you're a lawyer, if you're a salesperson, if you're a marketing person, there are professional groups for, you know, representing your occupation. You really need to go to those groups.
Right, because that is spot on exactly the field that you want to go in. Or if you're looking at transitioning from one field to another, then join a different kind of field, right? So that way, if you're
critically important to do that, yeah, you need to understand the new profession you want to go into. What better way to do it through real people?
Right, and then you get to also learn their lingo and everything else, so that you're just not jumping in cold turkey into a new group. So we only got about 1 minute left to go, and I just want to make sure I give our viewers a few things to know that's coming. Again, I am Latrice Collins, and this is The Career Brand. You can reach us at info@thecareerbrand.com. That's info@thecareerbrand.com. Today, we heard from Mark Shore. Next week, we're going to jump in with Foster Williams. He is over career networking, and that's, I just got laid off, what do I do now? Then we're going to have two shows with Akila Griffin, and she's going to talk about creating interviewing strategies, how to identify the different goals of the different interviews, and salary negotiation. Mark, we have just a couple seconds left. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
This is my slogan, Latrice. It's network or not work. if you're not networking, you're not going to be working. So get out there and be with people. Don't isolate yourself. Get out of the cocoon. Get out of the house, and go out and help somebody out today.
It's a beautiful thing, and believe it or not, you feel much better when you help other people. Guys, thank you so much for your time. Until next week, this is again Latrice Collins with The Career Brand. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.